You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again, friends, to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, here from Central Florida, and I just want to say good morning or good afternoon, and God bless all of you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are moving right along here in the Gospel of Matthew here on the radio and at the church that I pastor here as well in Merritt Island, Florida. We are in chapter 24 on Sunday mornings at 10:30. Here on the radio today and this week, we are going to be listening to and studying chapter 17. I've entitled this sermon, Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. We're looking today as Jesus takes two of his closest friends up on the Mount of Transfiguration, where the Bible tells us that Jesus was transfigured before them. That's the Greek word metamorphe. And we're going to learn here throughout this sermon that you and I, not only can we do the same thing, not exactly the same way Jesus did, because he's God and you're not and I'm not, but you and I also are commanded to be transformed. It's the same Greek word. And that's where we're going to go here later on during the week. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 says, don't be conformed here to this world, but be transformed, metamorphe. So we're going to look here, start off this week, looking at Jesus, Moses, and Elijah up on the Mount of Transfiguration. And then we're going to look and apply that on how you and I can do the same thing. Not only can we're commanded to be. That's what we're going to look at here this week. For more info on this ministry, you can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I'd love to hear from you. If you are tuning in Albuquerque or in Richmond, Virginia, or the surrounding areas, would you drop me a line here and let me know you're listening? Paul at WMIEFM.com. I'd love to hear from you. Here's part one now of this message. Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. Reminds me of the day I heard about when Peter and Moses were on the golf course one day and Jesus was with them. Now Moses hit his first shot out of bounds, and Moses, having anger issues, pulled a Bo Jackson, took his wooden club, snapped it over his leg, went away mumbling. You know Moses. So Jesus was next, and he actually sent his shot into the water. So Jesus walked on the water and hit it from there and down in two. Not a bad shot. So the next player get up, he hit his ball in the water too, but a largemouth bass came, sprang up and swallowed the ball. Then a pelican swooped down, grabbed the bass, carried him over to the ball, drops the ball goes right in, hole in one, down in one. So Jesus turns to him and says, nice shot, Dad. Many of you know I'm a Bible translator. And my Old Testament was a revision of something from 1850 by Sir Lancelot Brenton. Greek Septuagint. And it had an unfortunate three-letter word for donkey in it. I can say it. It's in the Bible. It's the word ass. So
I was using Microsoft Word to update it into modern English. And I told it, every time you find the word ass, to change it to the word donkey. But I forgot to tell it to look for whole words only. So every time ASS was in the Old Testament, it changed it to donkey. And right before I went to press, I said, I'm going to give this one more look over. And my Bible read something like this. It came to Padonkey one day that Moses said to Elijah, or when the Philistines were mad, they said to Moses, you will not Padonkey through our land. Then after they got into the promised land, God says to Moses, on the 14th day of the first month will be the Lord's Padonkey over. I fixed that before that went to publication. Thank God it wasn't like the old days. The Queen's printer, his name was Robert Barker, got sent to the Tower of London for the mistake that he made. You can find them for sale on eBay to this day. It's called The Wicked Bible of 1612, where Robert Barker mistakenly let to go out, thou shall commit adultery. And a couple of thousand of them got printed, and you can find them on eBay today. Suffice it to say, Robert Barker, the Queen's printer, got sent to the Tower of London for that one. We're in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17. Now, after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and he bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Now while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, I love that word, behold, in the Bible. I'm so glad it's still in here. It's like, pay attention. It's like, check this out. Here it is. Check this out. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is how it sounded. Utos estin ho wios mu, ho agopetos on judicesa, acuete autu, which is, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye, hear him. So what happened here? What can we glean from this? Let's take it from the top. Matthew, the gospel writer, says, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter. So what does he mean by 6 days? 6 days from what? Well, let's go back a few verses to what we didn't have time to cover last week. Matthew 16, 27 says, the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, that there be some standing here which shall not taste of death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. So apparently, he made the cryptic promise slash comment that there are some people here with me who will not die before they see what I really look like. And catch a glimpse of my glory in heaven. Now, on to verse 1 again of chapter 17. Now, after 6 days, that is, 6 days after Jesus said that. The reason he took these three is these three are the members of his inner circle, his closest friends. Verse 2, He was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. Transfigure, Greek word metamorphe, means to change forms or to transform. Jesus was transformed into his awesome, true appearance, what he really looks like. The type of appearance that make people fall to their knees and cry out, "Woe is me, for I'm ruined. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." John saw him in heaven and fell at his feet like a dead man when he saw what he really looked like. So don't believe these knuckleheads out here that see Jesus every other week. It's too much linguinis what they've had. Just like the song, "The Splendor of the King," we just sang. That's why I asked them to do that song this week. "The Splendor of the King, clothed in majesty." These guys got a glimpse of that, and you will too someday soon. Maybe today. That's good news. It's good news for everyone in this church, whether you die and see him today or he comes back today. That's good news. You seeing what Jesus really looks like is good news. You're not suffering down here anymore on earth is good news. Matthew writes, his face shone like the sun. Get your mind around that. His clothing was as white as the light. John says this, Revelation 1:14, his head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet like fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. And his voice is the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand 7 stars. Out of his mouth a sharp two-edged sword. His countenance was as the sun, shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me and said, "Mephobu, fear not. I am the first and the last." This is the Jesus these guys saw on the mountain. And now for the really cool part that involves you. You ready? You too can be transformed just like Jesus. Did you know that? Where is that in the Bible, you ask? I'm glad you asked me that question today. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Let me read it to you. Let me give you a minute to turn there if you want, or you can look at that poster if you want. Though it's a bad translation, it's a beautiful poster. It says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed." Ah, same Greek word. Metamorphe.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.